When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Yeah, make yourself comfortable. I'll be with you in a minute. Hi, how are you? It is hot today, isn't it? Yeah. Make yourself comfortable. We're gonna start. No, I didn't forget you. Yes, I remember everything that you said. And I have more questions for you today. Okay, very interesting questions, I would like to say. So, should we start? Maybe I wanted to do some breathing exercises. Yeah, have you ever done some before? No problem, I'll help you. I'll do that with you. It is quite useful for, you know, for everyone to do. So, might as well, right? Alright, so what you're gonna do is just... You're here with me, right? Okay. I want you to breathe in through your nose, and then breathe out through your mouth. As deep as you can, okay? I'll do that with you a few times. Okay, let's do this. Breathe in. Breathe out. You can close your eyes if you prefer. It's very relaxing, I think. Breathe in. Through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. Should we do it two more times? Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. One last time. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. Perfect. How do you feel? You needed that. We all do sometimes. That's okay. You should do that if you can once a day. It is very relaxing, and also whenever you feel nervous or anxious, that is a very good thing to practice. Okay. Yes, those are Crocs. I know, it's not very fashionable, but very comfortable around the office. Yeah. No, I don't mind what people say. Alright. So, the first few few questions are going to be a bit lighter, and then we'll get towards something a bit deeper. But I think today we won't go too deep. Although I think our questions are going to make you think. Yes, even after this session. It's always the goal, isn't it? All right, so let's start with our first question. What is, easy, your favorite color? I like it too. Would you be able to tell me why? You've never really thought about it. I know, and that's why you're here, right? Take your time. Okay. Do you remember your first memory encountering this color? It's a while back. Okay. Good. And do you feel like this color corresponds to you as a person? Meaning, if someone thought about you and thought about a color to associate to you, would you feel like this is the right color? Or what color would you feel it would suit better? Light, dark, bright, or less bright? Okay. If you have, yes, an explanation, I would love to hear it out loud. That's great. You're doing good, don't worry. I know these sounds. Like, why would she ask me that? But it's all to make you think about yourself a little bit in ways that you've never really thought of. No one is gonna ask you this question. Now, your favorite animal. Why? Okay, do you feel like you have similar qualities as this animal? If you know a little bit about the animal. For example, dolphins are very intelligent. Wolves are very pack-oriented. So very family-oriented. We have a lot of similar qualities. Maybe you can think of an animal that would suit your personality better. It is different to have a favorite animal and to have an animal that really suits us as people, right? Okay. Alright, so I want you to tell me now about a normal day in your life. Maybe you can tell me about a weekday, and then we can do a weekend day, because in a lot of people's lives, those are very different. So tell me and I'll note it down. You go through like your, from when you get up, wake up. And then until you go to bed, you just try to see everything that happens in your day. Okay. Okay. And then a weekend day. That's okay if there's not much. It's totally fine. We all deserve rest. Okay. Now, my question is going to be, just a second, I finish writing this. Okay. So, if you had the time and possibility, what hobby would you start? Yes, in a perfect world where everything aligned. Okay. I see. That is quite fun. Do you know anything about it? Okay. Good. So, what would you say prevents you right now from doing it? So, I want you to be objective. Because, for example, I always say that I don't have time to do things. But really, it's because oftentimes I'm very disorganized. I'm working on that myself. But I do blame that upon time. But really, I should just be more organized and then I would have time. Is it maybe the same for you? Or is it really out of your control? Okay. All right. So, tell me about, do you know what first step you would have to take in order to start this passion? Just the first step, just really the step towards it, to start it. Okay. So, do you think you could make time and make the opportunity work for you to take that first step? If that is something that you really enjoy, of course. Would you be able to tell me what kind of changes you would like to make, or you would have to make, towards this? You can take your time, that's fine. Okay. Yes, you can detail as much as possible. Oh, don't pay attention to me, that's okay. Take your time. So, now, it's going to be slightly different. If money wasn't an issue, what job would you like to have? Any that exists in the world. What kind of job would you dream of? Okay. All right. Why? What do you like about this job? Or why does it attract you? Interesting. All right. So, is there maybe you would like to? I'm just, it's an example. You would like people to say that you sing really well, or that you, are just really talented at mathematics or at building things. Have you ever thought about that? Is there something that you would like to be praised about? Okay. So, those things, are they things that you truly enjoy? Or are they things that you would only like to hear people talking about when they mention you? I understand. Okay. What, how can I?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's kind of the same, but with qualities. What qualities would you like people to know about you? Okay. Good. You can cite as many as you want. Okay. And those, are they things that you have already, you think you have, or that you don't have yet and you wish you could? Or are they something that you are actually working towards? No, it's not about, it's not necessarily about having those qualities. It's, and to be, you know, someone perfect. The important is that you, what you want, you work towards it. So, whether it's, you know, quality, a talent, or a hobby. If you want it, it's important that you take even a few steps toward it, because it shows actually a force of character. It means that you're working towards what you want. So it doesn't matter that you don't have these qualities or that you don't think you have these qualities, because obviously these things are not always objective, right? You think you do or don't have these qualities. It's not because you say that you don't, that you don't. Some people could see these qualities in you, but you're not seeing them yet. That also denotes some kind of, you know, good heart, I feel. Because you're trying, you think it's not enough, but you're trying. And it denotes also some kind of perfectionism. And perfectionism is good to an extent, as long as it's not extreme. Now, I want you to tell me about the flaws that you believe you have. You can take a moment, that's fine. You're here to take your time. Okay? You can be totally open here, of course. It's okay, I'm not here to judge you at all. I'm here to listen to you, okay? And it's kind of like writing in your own journal. I'm just here to listen to what you have to say, and the journal will never judge you back, right? You're able to right into it without fearing anything. So this is the same principle here. Okay. If you want me to make you feel more comfortable about being vulnerable, I'll be vulnerable with you. My flaws: I am very impatient. I'm very intolerant towards myself and sometimes towards others, when things are not, you know, as I view it. It is possible that I am not very tolerant, and I also am disorganized. I try to work on that as hard as possible, as I said. Not as hard as I would like, though. I am still a little lazy. So, and I could go on and on, but these are things that I work on. Okay. Feel better? Okay. Good. Okay. Well, as I said, flaws are, they're not the end of the world. As long as, like everything, you work on things and you're aware of them and you work on them. Being aware and working on something is, it says more about you than your flaws do, really. So as long as you're putting efforts towards making a change, this tells a lot about you, I think. It's about feeling, seeing these moments, and then grabbing them and then twisting them to change them. It's just a little change of behavior, step by step. Yes, but it starts with being aware. A lot of people are not very aware of these flaws, or, you know, things about them, really. So being aware of them is actually an amazing step. Okay. Good. Alright. Something pretty light. What is something that made you happy this week. This week, sorry. It can be the littlest thing, really. Like, someone smiling at me, like a stranger smiling at me, makes my day sometimes. And for example, at the supermarket, the cashier, or like little talks. Okay. All right. So, the same line. What makes you happy in general? If you look back on the moments that you were happy, maybe, or that, you know, you think about something and you're truly, genuinely happy about it, it can be, again, the littlest things. Can you think about something? Anything at all. It can be a person, a thing, a hobby, an animal, a show, anything at all, a landscape. Okay. Okay. That's great. Do you get angry? Okay. What about? If you can think about the last few times, what was it about? Again, you can express yourself freely here. It's fine. Okay. All right. Do you feel like in a lot of these situations that you're angry at yourself more than what's around you or the people around you? That's tough to consider, isn't it? Right. Okay. So, in these moments, and I can tell you from experience, what I recommend is take a step back, even if you're at your height of anger, take a step back and you breathe. Because what is making you angry has happened yet, right? It's not really changeable. So all you can do really is take the lesson with you. Say, fine, this has happened. I will do better next time. For the moment, I breathe and I let it go. Okay. Because unfortunately you can't change things that have happened yet, right? That have happened already. So, getting angry at things, unfortunately, like this, it doesn't do much but really hurt yourself. So, I think learn to, you know, be gentle with yourself, because sometimes you may be angry at yourself, but it's also, you know, we are not all perfect. We make mistakes. That's okay. The best thing you can do is learn, and then you'll do better next time. That's it. Okay. Then the more will happen. So it's better to just... Okay, I get it. Let's move on. as long as you take the lesson with you in the future, that is what matters the most. Okay. Now, do you feel often stuck in situations like you don't know, you have a problem, you're overwhelmed, you don't know what to do, and you just feel stuck and you can't think of a way out of it? Okay. Mm-hmm. That often comes together. Right. Okay. You know, perhaps you've read or watched The Lord of the Rings. I've been listening to the audiobook of Return of the King, and when this question arises, I always think of Sam and Frodo, because Frodo is always towards, you know, the Return of the King. He's very often just hopeless, he can't find a way, and we're stuck, and we're just, you know, like there's no more hope. And immediately what Sam says is solutions. He tells him, we are going to do this, this, and this. We're gonna try, no matter what, we're gonna try. So in these situations, it's kind of like you're Frodo, right? And you need to find a way to become Sam. So, to every problem, there is a solution. And I'm obviously thinking, oh my god, no, this is horrible. How am I gonna do this? Like, how am I gonna get out of this situation? There's no more hope. There are solutions every time. So, instead of just letting the fear and the hopelessness take over you, sit down, or just, if you don't have time right now, you stop thinking about it for a bit, because there's nothing you can do about it until you can actually have the time to sit down and search the solutions. If you feel stuck by yourself, and if you need help, then seek help. Look outside and see who can help you, okay? But if you can find solutions by yourself, then see what is possible. To every problem, there are solutions, some better than others, sure, and some that also will demand a lot of effort, a lot of responsibility taking, but there's always a solution, okay? So, just like anger, you need to breathe and be pragmatic. This is the problem. What can I do to get out of it? Okay. Be Sam. Don't be Frodo. Oh yes, you would be very surprised to all the lessons we can get from fantasy stories. All right. I hope you enjoyed this session today. Would you like maybe water before leaving? No? You're good? Okay. Well, you can sit back, and there's, you know, there's no one after you, so you can stay as much as you want if you need to think about things. There's also this little notepad that you can write on if you want to write things, if you're scared of not remembering things. Okay? Good. I will see you next week then. Good. I can't wait. Have a good day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.